Now we continue our subject of the last few weeks. Wait on the Lord. Not just wait. You remember Jonah? Jonah waited, but he didn't wait on the Lord. Our subject, all four words, not one. Wait on the Lord. Let's review our text. Psalm 27. Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord. The last part of the verse. Wait, I say, on the Lord. That's the text. Psalm 37. Verse 1. Verse 7, I'm sorry. Psalm 37, verse 7. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Don't fret yourself. Psalm 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord. Psalm 62. Verse 1, truly my soul waiteth upon the Lord, waits patiently, waits silently. Verse 5, my soul waits silently upon the Lord. Wait, wait patiently, wait silently. Don't pace the floor, don't complain, and don't argue. Brother just read about Hannah. Penina perplexed her. So what did she do? She prayed. Isn't that nice? When you're perplexed, go and pray. Wait on the Lord. Now we have considered together some that did not wait on the Lord. And you take the problem out there in the Middle East, between the Hebrews and the Arabs. Do you know why that problem exists? Because Abraham and Sarah didn't wait on the Lord. That's why that problem exists. Wait on the Lord. Now what we want to do today, oh, by the way, we did consider some that did wait on the Lord. Hannah was one. She waited on the Lord. Now what we want to do today is just some exhortations to all of us to wait on the Lord. Nothing new. Just exhortations to wait on the Lord. Psalm 25, please. Psalm 25. Verse 3. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. How about that, beloved? You'd never be ashamed if you wait on the Lord. You'd never be embarrassed. Isn't that nice? There's some things in the life, you wait, and then you're embarrassed. But if you wait on the Lord, you'll never be embarrassed. I don't know how that appeals to you, but that makes me feel real good. If I wait on the Lord, I'll never be embarrassed. And I can think of some instances where that has been true in my life. 34, Psalm 34. Verse 22. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. How about that? Isn't it a nice one? You'll never be desolate. You'll never be wanting. You'll always be in good company if you wait on the Lord. But if you don't wait, you might end up desolate. 37. Verse 9. Evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord shall inherit the earth. You want to get rich? Wait on the Lord. I don't know how you feel, but this sort of thing thrills me. All these folks working so hard to get somewhere, to be president of the United States. Beloved, if you wait on the Lord, you'll never regret it. Chapter 40. Verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord. Don't be in a hurry. Don't walk the floor. Just wait patiently. It's amazing what the Lord will do. Chapter 46. Verse 10. Be still and know that I am the Lord. Don't move. Don't get uncomfortable. Don't grumble. Just be still. I told you about the professor that I worked with, under whom I trained, Dr. Green, expert surgeon, and I was assisting him. And he said, Garnes, keep still. Keep still. I'll do the main work. You just keep still. And if we keep still, it's amazing what the Lord will do for us. But we have to keep still. But if we're going to be grumbling and mumbling and moving about, no, no. Be still and know. 136. 136. Psalm 136. Verse 6. I'm sorry. It's 130, verse 6. As I have said to many of you, if you want to avoid what I just did, don't get old. Stay young, see? But it's 130 in verse 6. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. How many of you have done night work? Oh, I used to like night work, especially on the emergency. But I also was glad when I could see daylight. Working time was over. Oh, beloved, the time is coming when we're going to see the daylight. The day spring from on high is going to come and we're going to stop working. But wait for him. Now what I would like to do is just review further some exhortations on this matter of waiting. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. This was one of my father's favorite verses. Oh, he liked this verse. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Verse 8. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And if you want to see the end, wait patiently. Patiently on the Lord. Isaiah 25 and verse 9. Isaiah 25 and verse 9. It shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice. If you wait for the Lord, you're going to be glad. What do you think we're going to do in heaven? We're going to be glad. Wait for the Lord. Oh, beloved, I'm saying the same thing over, because that's all I want to say. Wait on the Lord. It's amazing what the Lord will do for you right down here. I told you the story of one young lady in the nursing school who waited on the Lord. She has a high position in California in the Department of Health. She waited. Oh, her classmates laughed at her. You're so different. You don't do this and you don't do the other. And I'm thinking of two other young ladies that were in our assembly in nursing school. Perplexed and bothered. You don't do this and you don't do that. You don't go here and you don't go there. But they were faithful, came to the meetings, studied hard, graduation. Now, I am telling you what I witnessed, not what I heard. Graduation, prize giving, and the only two that won the prizes were these two believers. They won all the prizes. Do you believe that? Do you think God can do that today? And that wasn't in the olden days. That was in these modern days. They waited on the Lord. And when the time came for prize giving, they won all the prizes. What about that? How does that make you feel? Does that encourage you? Wait on the Lord. Isaiah 26, verse 8. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. They waited in the way of the Lord. They waited on the Lord for his judgments. Don't worry about what men say. Wait on the Lord for his judgments. Chapter 40. Oh, we know this one well. Isaiah chapter 40. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Wait on the Lord. You remember we mentioned Elijah? Elijah went up Mount Carmel. I have seen Mount Carmel. I was there. We were back in Israel back in 1976 or 78, somewhere back. Mount Carmel is a 2,000-foot mountain, rugged. You had to be strong to get up. And there Elijah went up there, prayed, and then he came down. Now, those of you that know mountain climbing know that coming down is not easy. You have to be very careful when you come down. I remember we were out in Yosemite, and a bear came down among the people. And two guards took that bear up to the top of the mountain. They took time to come down. When they came down, the bear was down there again. He just rolled down. He wasn't careful. He didn't have to be careful. And so it is with us. Elijah climbed up and he climbed down. Then would you be tired doing that? Would you be tired climbing up a rugged thoroughfare and then carefully climbing down? Then Elijah said to Ahab, get in your chariot. Get your two horses behind you and follow me. Isn't that something? He has climbed up and down, and now he tells the horses to follow him. He waited on the Lord. And beloved, if we wait on the Lord, I'm not telling you that you're going to run before horses, but you'd be amazed at the strength that he'll give you right here in this thoroughfare. And I speak especially to those of you that are young. Wait on the Lord. It's amazing what he will do for you. Chapter 49. Isaiah 49. Isaiah 49, verse 23. The last clause of that verse. They shall not be ashamed that wait for me. I like that. They shall not be ashamed. They shall not be confounded. They shall not be disappointed. They will have no regret and they will have no remorse when they wait on the Lord. Wait on Him. I remember in medical school, I told you one instance of waiting. This is another instance. The last week of school, the rumor was somebody is not going to graduate. Oh, my. Isn't that terrible? And a number of my classmates came to me and said, "You don't seem worried. Somebody is not going to graduate." And what I said to them, I did not say out of pride. I said because all through med school I was waiting on the Lord. And I said, if I don't graduate, none of you will graduate. Waiting on the Lord. Wait on Him, young folks. You'll never be embarrassed. You'll never be confounded. You'll never regret it. Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations chapter 3. Verse 25. Do we all have it? Lamentations. Chapter 3. Verse 25. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him. You want to see the goodness of the Lord? Wait, don't move. Just wait. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. Verse 26, young folks. It is good that a man, a woman, should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. You're in school, having problems? Wait on the Lord. You're at work having problems? Wait on the Lord. You'll never, never regret it. Micah chapter 7. Verse 7. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Just wait. Don't grumble. Wait patiently, as we read, and wait silently. Just wait on the Lord. Habakkuk chapter 2. Reference was made to this already. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. The vision is yet for an appointed time. At the end it shall speak and shall not lie. Now look, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will not tarry. Does the Bible contradict itself? It said, if it tarries, it will not tarry. Is that? There are errors in the Bible, no? Oh, no. God never makes a mistake. And where we see things that we don't quite understand, look into them. If it delays, wait for it. It will follow surely. If it should delay, do not be impatient, because it will surely come and not delay. You know how I like to put this? It may be long, but it won't be late. God may take a long time, but He is never late. You remember we read last time about King Saul, or was time before? Samuel said to Saul, go to Gilgal, and in 1 week I will meet you there for the offering. 1 week later, Saul was there. Samuel was a little long in coming, at least that's what Saul thought. So Saul made the offering. You remember that? And as soon as he made the offering, Samuel came in. Was Samuel late? He was long. Oh, beloved, let's wait on the Lord. If it should seem as if he's delaying, he's going to be on time. Just learn to wait. And that's one of the hardest things for us to do, to wait. Have you noticed these fellows on the highway, 270 and 95? There's always one fellow that can't wait. He's got to be in and out, speeding. But the key to the success of the believer is to wait on the Lord. You will never be disappointed. The Lord may be long, but he will not be late. Again, I say to those of you that are younger in age, school, work, wait on the Lord. He won't disappoint you. Wait on the Lord. I told you about another young lady. She was at the School of Nursing in New York. And she came to my wife and me and said, oh, they're teasing me so much, I'm going to quit. And I said, no, God put you there, you stay there. We prayed for her, prayed with her. She stayed. Graduation. I've told you this before. My wife and I were there. Now, at that assembly that we were in fellowship with, on Friday night, they had the meeting that we usually have on Wednesday night. But the graduation was on Friday night. And I looked to the Lord and said, Lord, you know how we have worked with this child and prayed for her. I believe you will understand if we're not at the meeting. And we went to the graduation. And what do you think happened? This young lady won 13 prizes out of 14. Wait on the Lord. Don't be discouraged. He may be long, but he won't be late. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. We're coming to a close. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. As you can tell, the message has been a one-word message. Just wait. That's the message. That's all I have to say. But do it. Wait. Just wait on the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 7. The last part of verse 7. Waiting for the coming of the Lord. Are you waiting, beloved? Waiting for the Lord to come? Now, it may be my age, but I'm sure waiting for him to come. Lord, come quickly. Take me away from this place. I want to be in heaven. And you know heaven is going to be a nice place. You're not going to have any more problems with energy and paying so much for your gas. You're not going to have any problems with the economy, paying so much for food. You're not going to have all these other problems with the Lord. Lord, please come. Now, you see, I probably feel that way because I'm a little older than you, probably much older. But let me tell you, heaven is going to be a wonderful place. Come quickly, Lord. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Verse 5. The Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into patient waiting for Christ. Oh, beloved, wait for the Lord. It's going to be a grand thing. Don't get too much occupied with down here. This world is passing. Wait for the Lord. You know, that's going to be a wonderful time with the Lord. Can you imagine? No more taxes? How about it? No more taxes. And he has gone to prepare a place for me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I wonder what my mansion is going to look like. These are the things that we need to keep before us. These are the things that will help us as we wait on the Lord and go through the trials of this earth. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36. We have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. He has promised us some rewards. Would you like to receive your reward? Just wait. Oh, we're going to have a good time in heaven. Did you realize that? A nice time in heaven with the Lord in the midst. And by the way, one thing thrills me. Check it out in Hebrews chapter 2. Do you know when we get to heaven, the Lord is going to lead the singing? Did you know that? I wonder what he's going to sing, bass or tenor. Oh my, what a thought. That's something to look forward to. That's something to wait for. Or maybe he will have a voice like those Russian tenors, from bass to high soprano. And he's going to lead the singing. What is heaven going to be like? Chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which does easily beset us, and let us run with patience. Run with patience the race that is set before us. Wait. You know, waiting implies readiness. When you wait for the train, you're ready to get on it. Are we ready? Wait. Whatever life may bring, what God may send, no matter whether good or bad, soon or late, take heed and wait. Wait on the Lord. That's all. But meditate on it. Hymn number 500. Now, I'm going to ask you to make one change. The hymn says, trust and obey. Right? Trust and... But while you're trusting, you're waiting, aren't you? Does that make sense? While you are trusting, you're waiting. So I'm going to ask that we sing, wait and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His love, what a glory He sends on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still and with all who will wait and obey. Wait and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to wait and obey. Number 500. Wait and obey.